You're listening to Kaleidoscope on 91.3 WYSO. Welcome back. I'm Juliette Frumholt, your host, from now until 11 o'clock. And as promised, we have more live music for you. Sound Valley Summer Music Festival is a brand new festival this year, coming to the Yellow Cab this Saturday. Lineup of amazing bands. It's going to do a lot of good in our community. We're going to tell you more about that here in just a moment. But first, we're going to share some of the music that you're going to be able to experience at this festival. We've got three bands represented this evening. We're going to hear from A Voice of Your Own. We're going to hear Weather Vane. And up first, we've got Ryan from Nova Gold. It's been a little while. Welcome back.
Hey, thanks for having me.
My pleasure. My pleasure. I want to get an update on what you and the band are up to, but first, would you play one for us?
Sure. Yeah, I'm going to play A Pretty Burn.
A flash in the pan burns as long as the iron is hot and the fire strong. But I'm done melting hearts and counting days for the water to come and put out the blaze. So I keep stoking fires and shaking hands. Gotta get old, man, this ain't Neverland. And I'll bask in the glow when I take my turn, 'cause the heart makes such a pretty burn. And it's gotta be hot enough to hurt. It's gotta be hot enough to make you scream about it. Gotta be hot enough to hurt. Gotta be hot enough, so hold on. Oh, it's good. I swear you'll learn the heart. It leaves a pretty burn. If you let it explode, flash in the pan can burn for days. Throw a spark in the oil and fire away. But I'm done taking time to watch it burn, for the iron to strike and the steel to cure. So I keep stoking fires and making plans. It's gotta come home now, I'm ready to land. And I'll bask in my glow when I take my turn, 'cause the heart makes such a pretty burn. And it's gotta be hot enough to hurt. It's gotta be hot enough to make you scream about it. Gotta be hot enough to hurt. It's gotta be hot enough. So hold on, oh, it's good. I swear you'll learn the heart. It leaves a pretty burn. I swear you'll learn the heart. It leaves a pretty burn.
Ryan, Karen Jones from Nova Gold, live on the Kaleidoscope on 91.3 WYSO. So happy to have you back. Last time we were here, you guys were just getting ready to release the album.
Yes, yeah.
What's been going on since then?
We've been playing shows and writing songs, and that was November of last year, if I remember right. I don't know, my months and days get all mixed up. We've been writing. We've got probably three or four new ones that were itching to get in the studio and lay down, and I guess that's always what you do, is like the second you get done with one thing, you move on to the next
one. Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's that old adage of, like, you know, by the time everybody else is hearing it, you're like, okay, I'm done with that.
Yeah, right.
Well, so you are, going to be playing this Saturday as part of the Sound Valley Summer Music Festival. And as we know, our local music community is really generous with their time about, you know, offering their talents toward good causes. What's it like to be involved in something like this?
I love it. I would almost prefer to have some sort of great cause behind everything that we do, aside from, like, the fun cause of playing music and getting to entertain people.
Sure.
This one in particular with Bridges Path, because I have lost a number of friends to heroin. I've lost family members. I've got family members who are out there right now who are struggling with it. So this one kind of hits home. I think it hits home with everybody if you live in this city or in this area or in this general part of the country, in this country in general. This one means a lot. I was happy when Zach asked for us to jump on this one.
And cool too that you can, you can get up on stage, share those new songs, have some fun, and know that in addition to the cause of fun music, you're really, striking a chord with the community at large.
Right. Literally and figuratively.
Literally and figuratively. That was not an intentional pun, but it happened. So you guys have, this Saturday at the Yellow Cab. It's going to be awesome. And then moving forward from there, what does the rest of your fall look like?
We are playing the Dayton Music Fest.
Awesome.
Which is also, we are playing at Yellow Cab also for
Perfect.
That.
Perfect.
I think it's at Bob's and Trolley Stop as well, but we're playing Yellow Cab. And I think we have in the works another Halloween show at Trolley Stop. We did that last year, and we learned a bunch of covers, and it was nerve-wracking and fun because it's always something to play during Haunt Fest.
That's a whole other thing.
It's a whole different beast. But
well, yeah. we will look forward to that. And so new songs means maybe new album in 2019?
Hopefully.
Awesome.
Yeah. Oh. We'll see what happens.
Well, we will certainly look forward to that. In the meantime, could you play another one for us?
Absolutely, yeah. This one's called A Place to Be Unknown.
Such a scene. The skeletons blow their veins with gasoline and wait to explode. Whoa. Their loaded eyes are green for money and hits in the samples in magazines with holes in their clothes. You're falling like a stone. I'll help you up into a place to be unknown and carry you home. And when you're falling at the end, I'll help you up and be your friend in the unknown and carry you home. Whoa. Life for the Lord. Whoa. Dying's a waking dream. Too loaded to hit, but too real to let it bleed. It's all for the show. Whoa. And when you're falling like a stone, I'll help you up into a place unknown carry you home. And when you're falling at the end, I'll help you up and be a friend in the unknown. And carry you home. And when you're falling like a stone, I'll help you up into a place to be unknown. And carry you home. And when you're falling at the end, I'll help you up and be a friend in the unknown. And carry you home.
Ryan Jones from Novagold live on Kaleidoscope on 91.3 WYSO. You can see him Saturday at the Yellow Cab as part of the Sound Valley Summer Music Festival. And we will look forward to seeing you this fall, and keep us posted on more releases, okay?
Absolutely. It's always a pleasure, Juliet. Thank
always
you.
A pleasure. Thank you, Ryan. We're going to switch studios, if you will, sliding over from the main air studio into the WYSO performance studio as we continue with our preview of Sound Valley. You can see Novagold there. You can see Yard Boss. You can see Life and Idol. And you can see our next guests. They're making their Kaleidoscope debut tonight. Really, really excited to have them on the show. We'll get to know them here in just a second. But first, welcome, Weathervane.
Hello.
Hey, would you guys play us one?
For sure.
Yeah.
All right.
Ready? This song's called Fingers Crossed.
Paralyzed thoughts drifting out of focus. In a dark room, I found you there. And in those moments, trapped between the fibers and the blur, while I tried. Can you still feel me pulling for you? Can you still feel?
That's Weathervane, live on Kaleidoscope on 91.3 WYSO. So happy to have you guys here. Tell me, how was it that you guys got together and started making music? Give us a little quick history.
Sure. The band's been around since late 2014. Cody and myself have been in previous bands. We knew Nick and Marvin and our drummer Jordan from other bands and just knowing people around the music scene. And we wanted to do something a little different, something that was not really around here, something that was a little bit heavy, a little bit soft, a little bit in between. And we've been writing and jamming together for the last 4 years.
That's awesome. That's awesome. And I understand you just released a single, working toward a fuller release. Tell us a little bit about what you've got in the works.
So, the song we just played was called Fingers Crossed. We released it about a month ago. We shot a video for it probably 2 weeks ago, so be on the lookout for that. Other than that, we've been recording for the last probably 5-6 months plus. We've been writing as much as we can over the last year with a goal of putting something out hopefully next year.
That's awesome. Oh, that is such an exciting place for a band to be when you're like right on the verge of getting ready to, like, you know, starting to roll stuff out there.
We've put out 3 EPs before, and this time we just kind of like wrote 5 songs, put it on a record, So this time we've demoed ourselves like 20 to 25 songs. So from there we've been working with our producer Sean O'Shaughnessy over at Encore Studios, and we've been working on like running through the songs with him, seeing what we like, changing parts we don't, and then really narrow it down, hopefully to 10 to put out a full length next year.
That's awesome. And are you hoping once you get that out, are you going to try to get out on the road with it, or to be determined?
As much as we can.
Sweet.
We like playing shows, so wherever we can, we'll do it.
That's awesome. That's awesome. Well, we will have a lot to look forward to, and we will be looking forward to Saturday when you guys will be playing at the Yellow Cab. So it's so cool to see you guys, who I'm just meeting for the first time tonight, on a bill with some of the other bands that have been here before, like Nova Gold and Thundertaker and A Voice of Your Own, who's coming up next. This is a really diverse lineup. What's it like for you guys to be on a bill with all of these different people that are part of our music community?
For us, it's actually pretty normal. Growing up in the Dayton music scene, it wasn't weird for a show on a Friday or a Saturday to be, you know, a hardcore band or two, or a metal band and a pop punk band and, you know, solo acoustic or anything like that. So mixed genre bills have always kind of been what we grew up with and we knew. So it's just nice to see that happening, you know, still, but also with the show Saturday being for a good cause. So it's nice to bring different fans of different bands into one room in one night and try to really push that message and show that the Dayton community can come together for good, and that the music community is really, really tight.
I love it. I love it all. That's perfect. We've got Weathervane in the house. They're part of the Sound Valley Summer Music Festival. That's happening Saturday at the Yellow Cab. Mm-hmm. Get started at 4 o'clock. Tons of bands all going toward a good cause to support Bridges Pass. We'll tell you more about the show overall here in just a moment, but I'd love to hear another one from you guys.
For sure.
All right.
All right. This one's called Summer Close.
Wrapping your words inside of my head.
It's Weather Vane, live on Kaleidoscope on 91.3 WYSO. They just released a single, music video coming, and full length, perhaps next year. And in the most immediate, you can see them Saturday at the Yellow Cab as part of the Sound Valley Summer Music Festival. You guys, thank you for coming in and giving us a preview, and come back when you get the full length done.
For sure.
All right. Sounds great. Thank you, guys.
Thanks. Have a good one.
We're going to have some more music here in just a moment. But first, we've been talking about this Sound Valley Summer Music Festival, and I want to explore this as an event a little bit. We've got one of the co-organizers, Zach, in the house.
Hello. Hello. Thank you for having us.
My pleasure. So tell me a little bit about the aha moment of, hey, I'm going to do something really hard, which is create a music festival. What made you decide that that you wanted to do this?
First off, I think it's funny that you actually coined the term aha moment, because that's exactly what I called it, was my aha moment. And it probably happened a year and a half ago. You know, it's no secret that heroin is an issue, has been an issue in the Miami Valley. You know, I work for WDTN Channel 2, and, you know, we've reported on the heroin epidemic. I mean, it seems like every day there's a story about it.
Yeah, same here.
But it really didn't hit me until about a year and a half ago. It was on NBC Nightly News, and they were doing a special on Dayton, Ohio. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I grew up in Dayton, went to high school, went to college in Dayton. This is my home. And here I'm watching a nationally televised newscast where that reporter is in our own backyard, and our hometown is making national headlines for this heroin epidemic. And it's, you know, I'm very proud of where I come from, and I take a lot of pride in our city. And, you know, at one point, as you know, Dayton was once considered the funk capital. You know, we were nationally recognized for music. So here we are, being nationally recognized for this heroin epidemic. And so that aha moment was kind of like, you know, thinking, well, this is a real bummer. This is a real mm-hmm. drag, you know. What can we do to change that perspective? How about we fight this epidemic? How about we fight what we're nationally recognized for right now with something that we once were nationally recognized for, if that makes sense?
Yeah, absolutely.
And, you know, with what you do, you're highlighting people's passion, you know, every week. There's so much great music coming out of Dayton.
For sure.
And, you know, I think that's one of the most powerful tools that we have to fight, you know, this epidemic that we're faced with right now.
So did it always go hand in hand with here's this problem, and for you, the contribution is going to be music, or did that kind of come later?
Well, I mean, I've always been passionate about music. I grew up playing music and playing in bands, and you know, with playing shows with other bands, there's just so much talent out there. And I've said time and time again, you'll go to a local show and you're thinking to yourselves, like, how are these guys not like mm-hmm. huge right now? You know, that happens a lot. If you go to a local show around here, you're left scratching your heads thinking, like, these guys are so good. How come people in California don't know about these people? And so with what we've tried to do with Sound Valley, that this has been a partnership with my fiance and I. This is something that we've both been passionate about. I mean, she's here right now, but she's too shy to talk on the mic right now. But this is something that we've both been working really, really hard on. And the ultimate goal is just to get some national attention for our local music here.
And you're throwing it at the Yellow Cab, great community space, kind of a home for music and community and doing a lot of good. It's got to feel really great to have, you know, a community space rallying around your event, and a community of bands that are, you know, coming and bringing their talents to support this effort.
Yeah. And that's what's great about Yellow Cab, is it's a place where people can simply just be themselves. You know, you can see such a variety of entertainment there every weekend. And the people that are there are just so supportive of the local music scene, been incredibly supportive of what we're doing. And we hope to make this an annual thing every year, you know, come back with a different charity. You know, it was just very fitting for us right now that the big issue that we're dealing with is this heroin epidemic, and we need to do something now.
And your charity, this is going to benefit Bridget's Path, yes. A relatively new organization in our community, but a really sadly very necessary nonprofit that is serving the sort of youngest people affected by the opioid epidemic in our community. Was what drew you to that particular group?
Yeah, well, my Monday through Friday is Living Dayton.
Yep.
And so, you know, we've worked with them many, many times. And there's a lot of organizations and different people that are doing these fundraising efforts for Bridget's Path. And Bridget's Path is very unique. I mean, they're like one of a kind in the country when it all comes down to it. I mean, they're doing something that nobody else really is doing. And just for those of those people that aren't too clear on what they do, you know, so often there will be mothers who were still using or still addicted at the time that they were pregnant. And it's very, very common that these babies, when they're born, they're addicted to heroin. And so what Bridget's Path is that time to help those babies during those times of withdrawals and really just, you know, bridge that gap, if you will.
And so cool, you know, having been a part of this music community for many years, I think it is remarkable, not only the talent, but the fact that we have all of these bands that, you know, as soon as you say benefit show, you know, we want to help our community, you have bands, you know, flocking to an event to say, yes, I'm willing to give of my time and my talent to, you know, give back to the community. For you as an organizer, what's it been like putting this together and sort of, you know, winding toward this goal? Music festival is not an easy thing. And yet knowing that you've got, you know, this incredible talent that's going to be showcased, that is willing to help out, like that you're part of that kind of community. What's that been like for you?
I'm going to be honest with you. And this is the hardest thing I've ever done. It really is. You know, working with Living Dayton, you know, every single day we have some folks coming on that have worked hard on some sort of an event, and you know, it's so odd being on the other side of it. You know,
yeah,
I'm not interviewing the person who's putting on the event. I'm the one doing it, and it gives me so much more respect for those people. And at the end of the day, you know, we just want to raise as much money as possible for Bridget's Path. You know, just to say that everything's going to go 100% perfect, that's far-fetched to say, you know, but this is the first time that we've ever done this, that my fiance and I have ever done anything like this. And it's been a very rewarding experience. And at the same time, you know, I've met so many great people along the way. The guys from A Voice of Your Own, who we're going to hear from in just a little bit, didn't know the guys, but, you know, word got to them somehow, and they started following the page. And you know, we were talking, my fiance and I, saying, like, I think we need one more band on this show. And James, who is with A Voice of Your Own, just, he would like all the posts. He was very supportive. And I listened to their music, and Getaway Driver, I love that song. And so it's like, it's been a very fun path to go down. And I'm just so excited to see how things pan out on Saturday. So excited.
We're talking about the Sound Valley Summer Music Festival. It's happening this Saturday at the Yellow Cab in downtown Dayton. Things get started at 4 o'clock, nice and early, so you can come out, have a good time. For you you early folks, you can still come out, have a good time, get to bed on time. For you late folks, come out, have a good time, make it your whole night. And all of the proceeds are going to benefit Bridget's Path, a really great organization in our community. Lots of bands on the bill. I'm excited to see this manifest and see how we, the community, responds this year, and see how it's going to be even bigger and more vibrant the following year and the following year and the following year. First year festivals are so exciting for me.
Yeah, it's been stressful. It's been exciting.
Yeah.
And I can say from the bottom of my heart, we could not have done what we've done to this point if it hadn't been for the different people that we've met along the way. You know, thank you for helping us,
of course,
you know, get the word out. This is something that we've said time and time again. The only way that the Dayton music scene is going to take off and really become something is if we're all working together. And it's great to see what you guys are doing here and different organizations that just simply want to promote the great music that we have here. If you're competing against each other, you know, we're going to be in the same rut. But, you know, this is a really neat thing that you guys got going on here.
It's the community coming together Saturday night at the Yellow Cab. You know the spot. We'll have more on this. But what do you think, Zach? Should we get these guys playing?
I think we need to get them ASAP.
All right. Let's do it. We're talking about the Sound Valley Summer Music Festival. It's happening Saturday at the Yellow Cab. Things get started around 4 o'clock. We've got links up to all the details at facebook.com/kaleidoscoperadio. So we've heard from two of the bands on the bill. We heard Ryan from Novigold. We heard Weathervane. You can see our friends Thundertaker there. You can see Dave Zupp. You can see Beasley, Knavery, Crosley Court, who are awesome. There are going to be food trucks there. And they're going to be these guys, our returning friends. So happy to have them back in the studio. It's A Voice of Your Own. And why don't you play one for us, guys?
Yep.
Hurry up now and find your safe place to hide. And she said she always hates it when it hurts her eyes. And she hesitated, tried to save some, but when the vampire is gone, better save some for when you're desperate. But the wounds just bare the teeth like we were cut. How sad we were something to eat. And she said, come on, baby, please get it over. It's closing time and you made me wait too long. Come on, baby, please get over this.
closing time and you make me wait too long. Shotgun wedding and she's going to Michigan. Shotgun wedding and she's making some new friends. Shotgun wedding and she's going to Michigan. Making some new friends. Making some new friends.
It's a voice of your own, live on Kaleidoscope on 91.3 WISO. Acoustic style this time. Welcome back.
Thank you very much.
My pleasure. So it's been a little bit since you guys have been here. How's the summer been treating you?
It's been good.
Yeah?
Yeah, we're having a lot of fun. We're staying busy. So we got some studio time booked coming up, and we're kind of like trying to prep for that in between some events and stuff. So we're keeping it rolling.
Sweet, sweet. So studio time, does that mean maybe...
That's a new record coming for sure.
Sweet. So 2019 new album we're thinking?
Yeah, we're trying to do like one a year if we can, but it's like one every 13, 14 months is about... That's about as best
as we can do. That's pretty close. I count that as one a year. It's all good.
Yeah, we actually start that at the end of September. So we enter up to Popside Studios to start some... like demoing and drum recording and stuff. So that's been keeping us busy if we're not prepping for events and stuff. So
yeah, that's awesome. So are you guys gonna do like the sort of like winter hibernation recording thing?
Probably like
for
it,
sure.
It tends to happen that way. Like we still plan to do some events, but they'll be scaled back a little bit probably.
Nice. Very nice.
Yeah.
So what's it like for you guys to be involved in this festival?
We feel honored, really. I think it's such a wonderful thing. Like you guys had explained previously, talking with Zach and stuff, I think Dayton needs more events in this fashion to help raise awareness. And really, I couldn't be more humbled and honored, really, simply to be a part of it. Our songs are about drug addiction, and a lot of them are kind of like, you know, personalized towards people struggling with not just drug addiction, just different, you know, struggles and problems. So it's a cool thing to kind of like sing or be going to perform, being that our material kind of is relatable to the specifics, right down to the specifics of the benefit. So
yeah, that's... It, with you guys especially, yeah, and thinking about your songs, like how cool to have not only the song, which is, you know, this kind of piece of artwork that really expresses, you know, and builds empathy toward struggle and things like that. But then to take that song and put it in a room with people and have that performance of that song be something that also helps, you know, toward alleviating somebody's struggles. That's a really beautiful thing.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
It that's kind of how I feel about it. I think it's beautiful. I think that I'm hoping it creates a good vibe and a good aesthetic for our material to fit in this, you know, this certain event. But ultimately, I think we're just honored, you know. It's always an awesome thing to be asked to perform, especially on a an event of this caliber and with this type of cause behind it. So we're thrilled.
That's great. Well, we've got a voice of your own in the studio. They're performing as part of the Sound Valley Music Festival. It's Saturday at the Yellow Cab. And we will be also looking forward to new material from you guys. I'm so excited to hear what you cook up in the studio this time around.
It's going to be good for sure.
Sweet. Well, see, you're going to have to come back and share it with us. That's the deal.
We'd love to. We're hoping that we get that opportunity again next year. So
heck yeah, we'll make it happen.
We'll be ready.
Well, in the meantime, would you play another one for us right now?
Yes, certainly. We have one more to play. That last song is called Shotgun Wedding. This one's called Her White Dress. These are on our album, Vines on the Lines, that we previously released. So if you're interested in finding them, check us out on pretty much every social media platform, and you can catch them. So here we go. I won't ever forget.
It's the voice of your own, live on Kaleidoscope on 91.3 WYSO. Check them out at Sound Valley Summer Music Festival Saturday at the Yellow Cab, and keep your eyes open for new recorded material coming from these guys. In the meantime, you can get their previous album on all of the spots, and we've got links up to connect with them and with all of the bands you've heard on tonight's show at facebook.com/kaleidoscope radio. You guys, always a pleasure. Thank you so much for being here with us tonight.
Thank you very much. We always have a blast. Thanks for having us.
My pleasure. We've got links up to all the details about Sound Valley Summer Music Festival at facebook.com/kaleidoscope radio. Go there, check out the lineup, get your tickets, and come out and participate in this community event that benefits Bridget's Path. We're going to go back into the recorded music now here on Kaleidoscope on 91.3 WYSO, Yellow Springs, Dayton, Springfield, and online at WYSO.org. Let's take a listen to one more from the Sound Valley Summer Music Festival lineup. Here's Seth Cannon and the Carriers.